That's not news, right? Relationship as the beating heart of our faith. It is what we know here at Reeb. What is what we make here at Reeb? I love how Mandy picked up on some measure of that. That even though she's met fewer than half of you in person and has spent most of her time with us struggling hard to engage our children, youth, and families in the mission and principles of our congregation and Unitarian Universalism, that she has a sense of who we are and what we care about, and how our individual voices blend, like that beautiful song, "This Is Me," being sung by all of those people all together in harmony and choreographed dance. That it is not, that is, sorry, that the satisfaction, she said, of some at the expense of others is not what we stand for. And can I just say, Mandy, how much I love that you see this in us. I got to hear Mandy say those words at our worship rehearsal on Friday evening, and I have been thinking about it ever since. Mostly, I've been thinking about how faith communities are places in which we get to practice the balance between our individual needs, the needs of the community, and the mission of the community, as Teresa Soto wrote about. I think in a conversation about intention and covenant, as I titled this reflection, it would be good to start by asking you all a couple of questions to think about and to share on. And I think some of you have maybe heard these before. So the questions are, if you've been attending Reeb for a while, I invite you to think about what it is that brings you back over and over. And if you feel new to the Reeb community, visiting for the first time or subsequent times, I invite you to think about what it is about us that brought you here. Take a few moments to feel through the question. What is it about Reeb that brings you back or that brought you here? Quiet your mind and listen to what your heart says about it. Jot it down if that will help, or draw something, or just sit with it. I'll give you a few moments of quiet to do that. I'm going to ask Rachel to allow you all to unmute and ask you to share your responses with me and with each other. I invite you to turn on your video and ask you to unmute only when you want to speak, and know that we record our reflections, and so your responses will be part of the recording that is posted on our website.
The people and what the religion stands for.
Thank you, Brian.
What brought me originally to Reeb was the idea of a spiritual community that felt more true to who I was. What brought me back to Reeb after a sabbatical, I guess, was the promise of singing with a choir again. And there are so many ways that I feel bonded to people at REEB, not just with the choir, but with people that I've served with on committees or people that I've shoveled gravel with in the back parking lot or whatever. And that's what keeps me coming back, are those personal connections.
Thank you, Marla.
It's a relationship with people in a church who have inspiring goals.
Thank you, Chief.
I've been attending REEB for about a year, and I've described it to people outside the community as small but mighty. And when I think of that, I'm really thinking of the relationships between people. This is such a comparatively small community, but what everybody does to help one another, to shovel snow, to visit people who are sick, to form bonds, to serve on committees, has just been awe-inspiring to me. And that's why I keep coming back.
Thank you, Mary.
What? The union principles brought me here, but the relationships keep me here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joan.
What brought me to REEB in part was their attitudes toward LGBTQ plus people. And also because I believe in congregating on Sundays.
Thank you, Walker.
I came to REEB because I moved to Madison and there was no question that I was a UU. So it was a matter of visiting around and deciding which one to put my roots in. I keep coming back in a way because it's part of who I am. I could change my gender. I could change my nationality. I could change my religious affiliation, but as long as I don't, this is part of who I am.
Thank you, Sarah.
For me, clearly the principles of UU are a big part of it, and the social justice component of James REEB. But I think the biggest thing is just the sense of acceptance. I just feel like I can be whoever I am, and that's okay. That's a great feeling.
Thank you, Rand. Randy, sorry.
Close enough.
What happens when I type? I'm logging all your responses. So this is what happens when I type and talk at the same time.
For me, it was that invitation in the words that the worship associate says every Sunday, we invite you to bring your whole true self to this gathering. Mm-hmm. And what has kept me here can be summarized in one four-letter word, love.
Thank you, Deb.
I think the thing that has brought me to James REEB is the spiritual connection. And the thing that I'm noticing that I'm seeing all the congregation members living through right now and actually showing that they value it is that the congregation is so much larger than the building that that it houses.
Thank you, Chris.
Whenever I moved here from Illinois, I think what had kept me going to UU services was the sort of glow I felt afterwards that could last a whole week. And I think what kept me coming back to REEB once I got here to Wisconsin was that I was starting to feel the glow even in the middle of service while I was here with you all. So grateful to be here. Grateful for all of you.
Thank you, Isaac.
I came with a friend and really loved the feeling of a acceptance and no matter what your beliefs are. And that was really freeing for me.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And I got involved in helping to start REAB because I didn't have a spiritual home before that. And I felt there was some kind of need to have a place to go, especially like a place and a time to reflective, get deeper and be connected. And over time, the connections have really kept me, and also the choir has really changed a lot for me too.
Thank you, Rand. Actual Rand.
One of the things that occurs to me, on top of all the very true things everyone else has offered, is the actual physical location of REAB. It's not pretentious. It's in the heart of a community where our involvement with one another and with that community is crucial. And it makes me feel happy and kind of proud to be part of REAB.
Thank you, Jenny.
I started coming to REAB because of the heart that I felt when I was there, and the extended sort of family feel, the bonds of community. And what keeps me coming back to REAB is similar to what Sarah said. It's just now, it's just part of who I am. It's part of my existence. Like, I can't imagine not being a part of the REAB community. I raised my daughter in the REAB community, and so we just are of REAB, and all of you are a part of that. And yeah, like in whatever form our congregation takes, I'll be there.
Thank you, Virginia.
I first came to REAB as the administrator, assistant, or whatever the official title was, and discovered that the people who kept showing up were my tribe, that just a variety of people. And through the years, what keeps coming back is the variety of love, versions of love, that what people get interested in do to express their love for themselves and others, the community, the world. And I just really have a profound appreciation and gratitude for being a part of that.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, what brought me was Virginia invited me when our babies were in the same in-home health care. And then some things I love about it are the sense of community, the support, and me too. I raised my son here, and even if he doesn't attend often, I feel like he feels the sense of community nevertheless, and a sense of belonging with Unitarians. And something I love about it too is the aspects that are very paganish, the lighting a candle every time, the sharing of joys and concerns, and the principles and the ways to grapple with what is going on in the world. So, and especially this during the pandemic, the social connection of this loving group has been really important. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
I think that I first started coming to services when my daughter was, well, I don't even remember, it's a long time ago, but probably just because I had a young daughter, and I kind of wanted her to know that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And I think that one of my favorite things about being part of this congregation is that we have a covenant. And so, I mean, in the reading that I did earlier from the Reverend Jennifer Grayson, it says, we are drawn together by a belief that how we are in the world, who we are together matters. And I think who we are together with our covenant is a way to like work through differences and difficulties by what we promise to each other, which I don't see that very much anywhere else in the world.
Thank you, Heike.
I started coming to this church while the pandemic was going on, so it's been a very odd experience. I really haven't met most of you, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've been a Unitarian for quite some time, so I've already had the beliefs, and I do love my little covenant group, so I have gotten to know some people that way, but I am really looking forward to getting to know the rest of you.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. And I have a second question. And this is a word or two response kind of question, or I'm never going to get to what I wrote to say to you all, which I'm going to abbreviate because y'all are saying a lot of the things that I was going to say. I'm getting such a sense of what REEB is, hearing from your responses. So the second question comes from the other side. Whether you're new to REEB or a founding member or anything in between, can you think of a time when you were part of offering or making one of the things or some of the things that were just mentioned, right? When have you participated actively in making REEB be what it is? You're still able to unmute, and I'd love to hear your responses.
I am proud to say that I'm one of seven people that were on the search committee that helped bring Reverend Karen to our congregation.
Thank you, Virginia.
I think of the year I was a coming of age mentor.
Mm-hmm. I was part of the education board at one time, and also I volunteered with all the stuff that we did in the past, like the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Brian.
I enjoy getting to write to everybody when they fill out on our website. Newcomers might fill out that they're interested in worship or religious education or music. And if they check the box for worship, I get to say hello to these folks. And it's been really nice to meet the new people in that way. And I look forward to seeing you all in person.
Thank you, Rachel.
I accepted an invitation to be on the Board of Trustees against every instinct I had, because I am not a board member person, but I am very, very glad I did. I learned a lot, and I felt that my contribution was appreciated, and mostly it was good for me. So if anybody is looking for a place to fit in, when someone invites you to do something, say yes.
Thank you, Jan.
I enjoy that when I felt the need for more connection, I was able to start up a weekly meditation group through the church, and it's still going after a year and a half. So.
Thank you, Susan. And thank you for doing that.
I have marched behind the REEB banner at events at the Capitol that I care about.
Yeah. Thank you, Peggy.
I've never felt more connected than I did when I taught RE.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary.
When I dropped off donations to the Road Home from Reeb.
Yeah. Thank you, Mandy.
Decorating the sanctuary for the solstice celebration, staying late and trying to work it out and getting a little bit stressed out, but it was all worth it in the end.
Thank you.
I have participated in the meditation group that Susan started. I have participated in choir and most recently been on the COVID task force.
Thank you, Mary.
I would try to do what I can with my skills, helping out with heat, the HVAC systems, because I'm a HVAC technician, and I also had carpentry skills and did a lot in the early days of both the remodeling times and. And of course, being on the choir has been just one of the biggest feelings of participation that I can think of.
Well, it's been a few years, but Rand reminds me of all our efforts of sweat equity to remodel the building. That was an incredible loving adventure week by week.
And I just want to add definitely choir and RE and helping out with Reverend Karen's installation or ordination, I forget what the term is, and with Ian's as well.
Thank you, Richard and Alice.
For me, it's most lately been serving on the Board of Trustees, and especially as the board's liaison to the COVID-19 task force, as truly an act of love.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, I take a great pride in having been a founding member, and the sweat equity part of it was very true. I mean, we built the building from the ground up in many ways. Now, as I've come back after a long sabbatical, I guess, I'm trying to find my way in terms of the ways I can contribute. Signing up for the snow lottery and being on the circle of care and stuff like that. But I'm still finding my way there.
Yeah. Thank you, Rand. Randy, I did it again. We're certainly not lacking in opportunities, right?
I'm reminded of a real short-term thing that I did, but it's little things as well as longer-term things that make us who we are. And that was just helping to clean the church one time. And it was like one morning, you're done. And it was very easy. And you worked with people. And of course, we do have to take care of our spaces. And it was a great time. I know there's lots of good outside work going on too.
Y'all, thank you so much. This is relationship, right? This is the beating heart of our faith, of our congregation. I had lots that I was going to say about that. And you all have really, in lots of ways, just said it for me. So I'm just going to lift up a couple of things, both that I'm noticing and that I had kind of planned. to say. I want to tie all of this back to the title of this reflection, which is about intention and covenant, right? So intention, we all have our own reasons to be part of this community, right? And many of, if not all of us, have a vision of some kind of what this community could be. And at least some of us have ideas about what needs to happen to make it that, right? And those ideas and those reasons for being here, those are all intentions. And over time, and what I've heard from you all, right, from the first question where you said, when I first came here and now, over time, our intentions shift a little bit. They grow. They grow to not just meeting our needs, right? I came here looking for a spiritual home, but they grow and widen their focus to what is right for this community and what is needed in this community. And that's when the fun begins, right? Because it's not very often that our intentions totally align with those of others. And so that's where the covenant part comes in. Right, and Heike, thank you so much for mentioning covenant. I swear I did not plant that. Covenant is in our DNA, right? When our forebears came here, they made churches. They created churches based not on creed, but because they believed the same thing, but on relationship, how churches and the individuals inside them behave with each other. And so they set up a document in 1648, it might be 1684. I think it's 1648. Anyway, this document called the Cambridge Platform, which defined their boundaries and their accountabilities that they expected from one another. That's what covenant is. And like Heike said, we have our own covenant of right relations. That means that we've done the work of deciding together how we'll be with each other in the community. And that work is one of the reasons we're able to balance our individual intentions and needs with those of the whole, right? And it's a continuing conversation, right? We don't just say, well, we wrote this document and everybody who comes here has to abide by it, right? We look at it over and over again. We read it to each other. We share it. It's on our website. And do that in a minute. So when we put intention and covenant together, we create what is called a culture of consent. And that's not language I've used before. All that means is we acknowledge and honor the needs of each other and our community alongside our own. And it means that we don't presume to understand those needs and intentions of others like we do our own. And so it means that we create a covenant, but it also means that we ask each other questions all the time. And try to clarify all the time in order to keep building this community that is both this is me in harmony with all the rest of us. So the Unitarian Universalist Association has adopted this language of covenantal consent. And I was going to read some of what they say, and I'm not going to because, you know, y'all had so much to say, so many beautiful things to say. I am not going to read what they all have to say, but I'm going to ask Deb, as our virtual greeter, to find the Covenantal Consent website and stick that in our chat. I wasn't prepared to do that. And you can read all this language that I was going to read. Basically, what they say is that, and thank you. Susan beat her to it. Thank you, Susan. So basically, I will just read the very header of it. They say we're called to relationships of mutuality, right? And we know that, and we know what it means. Sometimes this requires taking time to listen deeply to one another's concerns and fears before making any decisions that might marginalize some of the community, or even to put some members of the community at risk, either physically or mentally. And so this language is born now in the age of COVID. They say that covenantal consent is a practice of inclusion and of covenant and of consent and of care for each other. And that those are the things that are most important to hold when we make decisions, not just institutional decisions, like here is this COVID-19 strategic plan that you all got in the email yesterday, but individual decisions about how you want to behave within that plan, right? There are all kinds of things that you all now get to make decisions about as soon as this stupid Omicron spike drops, right? We will be open in various ways and we will continue to be virtual and you will get to decide how you want to behave within those spaces. If you want to be here with the masking and the distancing, if you want to use stickers on your name tags of different colors to let other people very explicitly know if they can come closer to you than 6 feet, if they can hug you, if you can shake hands, right? I'm looking forward to that time so very much. It's a real world application of intention and covenant within our congregation and our association right now. And it's one of the ways we're going to continue to make REEB what it is. So I want to close this time of reflection with a responsive reading that I found and that I shifted a little bit. It's based on words by Lorelei Greenwood Jones. And you have a part in this, along with Heike. I will say some words, and then Heike will respond with you, if you care to, with the words that Mandy shared with us this morning, earlier this morning. This is REEB. Those are your words. In this space we make sacred, we need not be alone. We seek a listening ear, a warm heart, open arms.
This is REEB.
We're a community of individual beings finding our own lives and coming together in joyous celebration of spirit and of one another.
This is REEB.
Our differences don't divide us. Rather, they're a source of interest and discovery. We need not think alike to love alike.
This is REEB.
We share joys and comfort sorrows. We are seen and heard and believed.
This is REEB.
Our compassion overflows and our hearts reach for others.
This is REEB.
We are a gathering of not like-minded people, but like-hearted people. And here, our hearts are filled. We hear the wisdom of our minister and that of one another.
This is REEB.
We have so much to learn from each other, so many different colors and shades of truth and ways and methods.
This is REEB.
In this space we make sacred, may we find what our spirits desire and what our spirits need. May we be grounded in love and sharing.
This is REEB.
This is REEB.
In this space we make sacred, may we find acceptance and consideration. May our actions and words echo what we learn here.
This is REEB.
Thank you, friends. May it be so, and may we be so.